Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Heading for the weekend. Welcome into the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. Don't forget our shows are available as podcasts. Feel free to subscribe, and of course they are free on both iTunes, Google Play, and the Apple Podcast app. You can catch up on any of the live shows you may have missed. And of course, we got the podcast archive at stevejonesshow.com. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Twitter handle at Steve Jones PSU. Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Beer of the Week special now through Tuesday. Coors Light 24-pack cans, $13.49. Stock up. Open till 9 tonight. All your favorite beverages, imports, microbrews, IPAs. Water, soda, snacks, the pickle bar, second to none, fresh roasted peanuts, too. And if you need multiple cases, grab the dolly and they'll help you take them right out to your car. Convenient parking, all at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Of course, we are in the Sunbury Motor Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Jim Delaney, Commissioner of the Big Ten Conference, joining us today. And, of course, we can't start the weekend until a visit from Steve's brother. Kevin Jones will check in from Connecticut at about 4:35. Well, this is NFL Hall of, Pro Football Hall of Fame induction weekend. Got started last night with the Dallas-Arizona game, Canton, Ohio. Class of 2017 Pro Football Hall of Famers will get their gold jackets tonight, and the induction ceremony will be tomorrow night. Kicker Morton Anderson, running back Terrell Davis, safety Kenny Easley, owner-president and general manager Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys, defensive end Jason Taylor, running back LaDainian Tomlinson, and quarterback Kurt Warner. So, funny thing happened to Kurt Warner and his family yesterday, and actually related. It happened to Kurt. Kurt was already in Canton, along with his wife, Brenda. Those other family members that were on their way to Canton. But the plane got stuck at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. So the legendary quarterback, he sends out an SOS, who's on Twitter, asking United Airlines to hook them up with seats on the last available flight from Chicago to Cleveland. And just hop in a car then from Cleveland to Canton. But turns out, who intercepted that request? Arizona Cardinals president Michael Bidwell sent his private jet to pick up the Warner kids to get them to their destination. Of course, Michael's dad, Bill, owns the team. So it was the least, you know, Bidwell could do for the player that had quite the second act of his playing career for Arizona. Played 5 years with Arizona, threw for more yards during that time than he did during his 6 years with the then St. Louis Rams. Of course, took the Cardinals to the Super Bowl in 2008, and that was the Super Bowl matchup where they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that was the Steelers' last Super Bowl win back in 2009. So,
Larry Fitzgerald was great that day.
He was. When he caught that ball and that route and ran down the middle, I was thinking, oh, man. But then came the Roethlisberger drive, which will live in infamy, and that amazing catch to Santonio Holmes. That tippy-toe catch.
That was when James Harrison ran the interception back 99 yards.
Oh, yeah, right before halftime. Yeah. Yeah. Some say the greatest play in Super Bowl history.
It took 22 minutes.
It did. I think that was the Super Bowl where Springsteen performed at halftime, I think. So, yeah, it lasted longer than his Springsteen show.
Yeah. Yeah. Unreal.
Debo's still getting after it, although Tomlin is keeping him out of practices so far at Steelers training camp. Tonight they have their, they always take one Friday night out of training camp and go to Latrobe High School, so they'll be there tonight. Yeah. So maybe Debo will get a rep or two tonight. Yeah, I believe ESPN is there too. I think they have a sports center on the road. They're going to be doing that from there tonight.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, with the people they have left. So, amazing what they've done there. Let's see. Great piece here in Sports Illustrated where it shows that, you know, you make big deals like Sonny Gray. So the Braves send Mark Teixeira and Ron Mahey to the Rangers. All right. So I'm trying to think here how it works. Okay. Where was it? All right. The Braves ended up getting Mark Teixeira from the Rangers. They gave up Jared Saltalamacchia, Elvis Andrews, who's been, right, he's been a mainstay for them. Neftali Feliz, Matt Harrison, and then the one guy that didn't really pan out was Bo Jones. The Indians traded CC Sabathia to the Brewers in 2008. The Indians got Michael Brantley out of it, but they also got Matt LaPorta, Rob Bryson, and Zach Jackson, who did not work out. Cliff Lee went to the Phillies from the Indians. They also got Ben Francisco. They gave up Carlos Carrasco, Jason Donald, who was good for them, Lou Morrison and Jason Knapp, neither one panned out. The Phillies in 2010 got Roy Oswalt. They gave up Jay Happ, Jonathan Villar, and then Anthony Ghost didn't pan out. Carlos Beltran. The Mets sent him to the Giants for Zach Wheeler. Still waiting. Zach Greinke went to the Angels. The Brewers got Gene Segura, who's been very good. Now, I think he's now with the Mariners. And then Johnny Helwig, no, and then Ariel Pena. Matt Garza went from the Cubs to the Rangers. The Cubs got Carl Edwards, very good. Justin Grimm, good. Mike Alt and Neil Ramirez, no. Okay. The Tigers got David Price from the Mariners. From the Rays. They gave up Drew Smiley, who's been good. Nick Franklin's been good. And Willie Adams. So those are some of the trades that have been made. Remember, one of the great trades was Doyle Alexander. Went from the Braves to the Detroit Tigers in 1987. And he went 13-1 for the Tigers after they acquired him. 13-1. You know who the minor league prospect the Tigers gave up in that trade? John Smoltz. Oh. John Smoltz. So, sometimes on these deals, you have to wait a while. But Sports Illustrated put out that little mini chart showing all of that. But yeah, the Cardinals played the Cowboys last night. Did you watch any of it?
Zero.
I watched some of the fourth quarter after I got back from Williamsport last night. I had to speak in Williamsport. Wonderful people. Wonderful, wonderful people. I had such a good time last night.
Almost turned it on. I did see fourth quarter as kind of a tight game, but I know that, you know, you're down to third and fourth string. I was tempted, but so. I found a Journey concert on TV. I was watching that instead. It was back to the early 80s, right after the Escape album with Don't Stop Believin' came out. They did a show in Texas, and one of the public TV stations ran that last night, so I watched that.
Aren't these all songs you've heard before?
And played before, on the radio, quite a bit.
Don't you want to watch and listen to something fresh?
Don't Stop Believin' is timeless. One of the greatest songs ever written.
Sure. I'm with you. Yeah. That's a...
Yeah, Cotrilla was in-game tweeting last night, and it's like, starter's not starting. I'll watch a Journey concert instead. He got a laugh out of that. But yeah, there's something like, football, finally on. Finally something to watch.
Oh, boy. So.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is making fun of, well, he was desperate for football. He goes, he was watching too much show, those housewife shows that are on Bravo. He was starting to talk to his wife about, oh, wow, did you see what this wife is happening, you know, doing here? And it's like, nah, the football couldn't come way too, couldn't come fast enough for Dale Jr.
Football. Well, Dale's going to be going to, is it going to be NBC? He's going to TV.
Well, that makes sense, just with, you know, Jeff Gordon on Fox. I guess the NBC's looking for a heavy hitter analyst. That'd be great. That'd be a great find, sure.
It's Dale. We love Dale. All right, we'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, including some great specials at Brewers Outlet between now and Tuesday. Coors Light, 24-pack cans, $13.49. Stock up for the weekend now. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, including the pickle bar that is second to none. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Great to have you with us, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Proud to be in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We will have Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten, coming up at 4:06 today, following our play-by-play call of the day. And then my brother at 4:35 today, who has not been on the broadcast facility of champions for 2 weeks. We're getting complaints from people about where is he.
I kept staring at my phone last Friday afternoon at about 4:30. I thought he was going to call me. It's like, hey, I'm waiting for you to... I thought I was going to forget. I forgot that you're on vacation last week.
So we'll get him back on this week.
He did text me, though, during the lunch hour. He goes, we're on today, right? he goes, my fan asked if we were back.
My fan. Oh, boy, that's one more than I've got. All right, so, yeah. My goodness. It's a month of anticipation. The pseudos always refer to August as the greatest month of the year. And then we kind of looked around at each other and said, what's going on? Then, it's such a big month to him. You know, his triumphant return to Shikellamy football. that he scheduled a vacation day. All right. Let's get Brian in Elysburg. Hi, Brian. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. Real quick, I just want to make a few comments, and you can comment on it. And I'll see you September 2nd. I'll be at the game.
Look forward to that.
Yep. Yeah, yes, sir. Okay, real quick, about Penn State, real quick. You think Alex Barber has a chance to do the kickoffs, maybe? The second thing about the Miami Dolphins, you think the Dolphins, because Ryan Tannehill, his knee is up in the air, you think they'll sign a free agent quarterback? And the last thing is, do you think the Mets will make any more trades before the non-waiver trade? Thanks again, buddy, and we'll see you September 2nd.
All right. Look forward to September 2nd and always seeing you, Brian. Appreciate it. Alex Barbier is going to get a chance to compete against Tyler Davis on kickoffs. They will compete for that. And, of course, Barbier will work on place kicking as well. But Alex will get his opportunity to challenge Tyler Davis on kickoffs. So let's see how that plays out, because it hasn't had a real chance to play out yet. The next part of it is the Mets. The Mets are in an interesting spot as to how they want to do things. I think that, the Mets have maybe one more player that they would consider that would have to clear waivers for them to make a deal before August 31st, because any deal that you make now has to be where they clear waivers. And I think the way the season has gone for the Mets, they may have to consider making at least one more deal where they pick up some prospects out of it. As for Tannehill, I think Matt Moore is the backup quarterback down there. They have to now make a decision as to what to do, because with Tannehill, with the knee, which he had hurt back in December, I think it's the same knee he hurt again this time, Brian, I think they have to look at signing a veteran quarterback, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's Colin Kaepernick. They could look at a guy, for example, that has claimed retirement and can go after him, and that would be Jay Cutler. So, I mean, those are some of the things that I would put on the table as possibilities. So, but I think they do have to sign somebody. And of course, the media is obsessed with Kaepernick. But the media is also not responsible for how he has stalled his career. So, and he has stalled it. I actually had a decent year last year. He didn't, he threw the ball okay, but he's no longer a star, because what happened with Kaepernick, to me, what happened with Kaepernick is simple. Beyond anything else, let's just do this in football terms. And in football terms, this is what I see. Kaepernick came into the league and played a different style than most quarterbacks, with his ability to run, part of the pass game, and I thought Jim Harbaugh did a great job in using him. But what happens in the offseason is this. Defensive coordinators don't just sit there and go out and play golf. Defensive coordinators go out and they figure out a way to stop you. And what happened was the league adjusted to Colin Kaepernick. Well, the key to longevity, whether it's football or baseball or any sport, is once the league adjusts to you, those who have longevity are the ones who adjust back. And I don't think Colin Kaepernick really ever adjusted back, and that's why, football-wise, his career stalled. He came in, and he was a hard handle. He was a hard handle when he first came in, but the league then adjusted. Kept him in the pocket more. Didn't give them freedom to do certain things. So the question is, how do you adjust back? And I don't really feel like he ever fully adjusted back. And that's why, football-wise, his career has been in a holding pattern. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on a Friday. Jim Delaney, the Big Ten commissioner, in the next half hour. Sean Carey, this half hour. My brother, the final half hour. Now, that's a power lineup.
And then we start the weekend. Yes.
Sounds like you'd like to start now.
No.
Sounds like you want out.
I do a vacation coming, so.
I know you do.
Yes.
I know you do. And you have earned it.
We had to squeeze 5 days next week before we make the sprint to the end of the month in high school football. Crank that up 3 weeks from tonight.
Well, I'm glad that you seem to understand, as opposed to others in the building who took vacation days.
And I should have brought this up yesterday when Kevin was in the room, because he told me that he's taken, and of course this only happens once, you take your son to college. Well, guess when that happens? August 24th. What will we be doing on Thursday, August the 24th, our first high school football roundtable this season? I should have said
well, that's okay.
You're going to be available at 3:35 for the roundtable, too.
That's okay. I really like the analyst.
Okay. I'll text Chief, give him a heads up.
Well, was the Chief the analyst with him, or was it Coach Hort?
I'll let you know.
3 weeks to go. I mean,
I know. I haven't heard either
way.
I mean,
now I realize when it comes to Shikellamy football, obviously some people feel it's momentarily dispensable in their lives. I got it. but still.
I don't know if it's Chief or I don't know if it's Horty. I don't know. I haven't been told.
Yes, we only, because the whole thing centers around one person. So, yeah, we have our first roundtable and no Shikellamy play-by-play guy available to preview the game. And you wonder why the shaking of the head happens when it comes to the suit. Let's check out this day in sports history. 1934, Mel Ott became the first major league player to score 6 runs in a single game. 1983, Yankees outfielder Dave Winfield threw a baseball during warm-ups and accidentally killed a seagull. After the game, Toronto police arrested him for causing unnecessary suffering to an animal. What? 1984, Carl Lewis won a gold medal at the LA Olympics. He won 4 at those Olympics. 1985, Tom Seaver of the White Sox won his 300th career game. 1985, same day, Rod Carew, then with the California Angels, got his 3,000th major league hit. And in 1986, the United States Football League called off its 1986 season, this after winning only $1, trebled to $3 in its antitrust lawsuit against the National Football League. Now, who was the owner that encouraged that lawsuit? That's right. The New Jersey Generals owner, Donald J. Trump, was the one that did that. He was involved in that. Now, President Trump can claim in retrospect that they were right. They won the lawsuit. But for whatever reason, they couldn't convince the jury that, like, you know, when we mean damages, not a dollar. That was the odd thing about it. They must have assumed that the USFL had tons of money or something. I don't know. Never really understood why they only got a dollar out of it. My goodness, I mean, if the same lawsuit were filed today, here's $50 billion. Okay, great. Yeah, I'll take $50 billion. But they got a dollar. It was an antitrust suit, so it's trebled. So it went to $3. But, I mean, the president would tell you, he said, look, we won the case. He said they found that there were a monopoly. What takes away from the victory is the $1. We had a guest on last year on the show that was great. On the history of the USFL. He was really good. Because last year was the 30th anniversary of this. We had him on the show. He was terrific. I'm going to have to get him back on the show just to have one of those reminiscing times. I mean, you're already mentally on vacation, so you've checked out. I got it. So,
I have received official word. Kevin Herr and the coach, Dick Hort, Shikellamy football, 3 weeks from tonight here on WKOK.
No, we'll have to talk to Coach Hort then, because obviously, the play-by-play guy, not available, who also then forgot he was even doing the game and took a vacation day for a 4-day weekend.
Can't make this up.
I mean, all of you out there think I'm joking about this.
We're not.
I am not joking about it.
It happened.
It actually happened, where he put in for a vacation day because he thought he had the day off.
He goes, well, all those years, high school football would start the Friday of Labor Day weekend, and I forgot.
I mean, now we get to pick which games we do, what seasons we do. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't think it's a good year. I think I'll just take the season off. Okay.
It's the a la carte job responsibility list.
I think I'll sell to this person, but not to that person. Okay, great. Meanwhile, you and I are out there every day throwing heavy innings. just logging innings, just like all the other guys did back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Right? Arms a little sore, keep on going. Meanwhile, captain pick and choose. I don't think I'll do this week's game. You know what? Georgia State. Is that a big game to some people? Maybe not.
Big Ten Network. Put it on 7:30.
Maybe Jack and I will, you know, Jack will go to the coast, I'll go to the beach, whatever. You know, I think we'll do that. Oh, wait. We're obligated to do it? We want to. Oh, that's right. We both really want to do it. You notice Jack and I have never taken sabbaticals. You notice that? Just want to make sure. Never taken sabbaticals. Oh, well.
Batting 1,000.
Boy, Ferlazzo good last year.
He was.
All right. Really good. Just want to point out that... on the petition, there were several "we miss him very much." As that was very nice.
Sends his best. I shot him a text earlier this week.
Things are good.
He's off to a great start at Bucknell. Yep.
So. Good man. Mike is a good man. All right, but 3 weeks from tonight, we do get rolling with high school football. That's how close it is. Now that would mean that they would start practice on Monday.
That's correct.
Wow. How about that? Of course, Penn State football, they're ending their first week of practice tomorrow. They don't practice Sunday. Sunday's off. They have media day tomorrow, too, by the way. So you're going to see a lot of stories about the team over the weekend and early next week in papers and online and so forth. So that'll be good for everybody to kind of catch up on where the team is and what they're doing. And also, great personality pieces on some players, some of which people haven't had a chance to really hear from or see yet. You know, because the redshirt freshmen are now available to talk, and that'll be great. Barkley will get his own press conference on tomorrow, actually. Then when the media day is over tomorrow, I am going to Erie. I've never been to Erie before, but I'm speaking to the Penn State Alumni Association Club there. They're having a big steak fry tomorrow night. If you want to go along, Sean, it'd be great.
Awesome.
Big steak fry. And that will be tomorrow. I was up at Williamsport last night. The people there, they're phenomenal. I probably have now gone there. I think I've gone there. It might be 25 years in a row now I've gone there.
Ginetti, Grand Ballroom?
Well, last night was Ginetti, yeah. Over the years, it's been a couple different places, but the last few, it's been at Ginetti's downtown. And the people are there so nice. I mean, just it's like having a night among old friends. And that's the way it's going to be when I go to Northumberland on the 28th. Or you'll be at, what, Front Street Station, right?
That is correct.
On the 28th of this month, we're going to be there at the same
3 weeks from Monday, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe the play-by-play voice of Shikellamy football, whomever worked the first game, will be there that night.
We'll look for him.
Forgot he was doing the game.
Or wait, that'll be the day he'll go to practice.
For who?
Schick? Bucknell? Not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so we're going to have the whole cast is going to be there. Drew will be there, you'll be there, Suit will be there, Jamie will be there, everybody will be there. Raj, we're going to have a good time on the 28th. We're going to do the show out there, right? We're doing the show out there, correct?
I'll either be there or here.
Yeah, well, whatever you want. We'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
And, yeah, that's coming up. But I'm looking forward to it. You know, these are all, to me, have now become, because I've done so many of them. Now, Erie's new. I've never gone there before. But, you know, I've still got to go to Harrisburg this month. I've got to go to the Duquesne Club. Now, there's no greater thrill on the planet than standing up at the Duquesne Club in Pittsburgh, and before you speak, glancing around the room and thinking to yourself, wow, I'm the single poorest person in this room.
Tradition unlike any other.
Like, holy cow. I am really broke next to these people. What are we doing here? So, yeah, that's all coming up. Jim Delaney next half hour. It's good. We're going to put a lot of info in. A lot of info into that. Because I have a lot of ground they need to cover with him in a relatively short period of time. I mean, when I mean relatively short, I mean it's something I could sit down and probably talk to Jim for an hour. But we got about 15, 20 minutes with him. And
Real quick, grabbed a message from Zach. He said, I got a chance to listen this morning to the podcast with the Phil Steele interview. Got to be my favorite yearly interview that you do all year long. I could listen to them talk football all day.
Yeah, Phil's great, isn't he?
So, yep. Check out the podcast if you missed it live with us yesterday. We got it on Google Play, Apple Podcast, and stevejonesshow.com.
Yeah, we have to, with Jim Delaney, I've got some big picture things I want to talk about. I'll give you an idea, big picture wise, what I'm talking about here. About the new TV contracts, about Friday Night Football, I want to talk to him about scheduling FCS teams in non-conference. I want to talk to him about, in basketball, the importance of going to Madison Square Garden, but then also two Big Ten basketball games are going to be front-loaded this year in the first weekend of December. And I'd like to find out from him as to how interested he's going to be as to how they are received, because I'd like to know if maybe that, if it goes well, does it have permanence? That's what I'd like to know. I mean, could it possibly be that going forward, they'll keep that and they'll still play two games at the front? You know, so I mean, there's some things I want to get to and talk to him about that are some big picture items along the way that I think are really important to get out there and discuss, because, look, when it comes time to talk about who are some of the more powerful people in college sports, it doesn't matter where on the list you put them, Jim Delaney's going to be on the list somewhere. I mean, he's, you know, but I think it's important as to how, especially in some of the big decisions with college football playoff and with TV negotiations and expansion and so forth, how he's been able to channel his power in such a way where he's used so many people along the way to make certain things happen while he's been an important part of the discussion. Next week, R.J. Anderson, the Major League Baseball writer for CBS Sports, is going to join us on Monday. Coming up on Tuesday, Ed Kratz, from the Eagles beat writer from the Bucks County Courier-Times, is going to join us. So we'll talk about the about Major League Baseball and also about the Philadelphia Eagles next week. We'll take a break. Sean, you know, Sean takes his vacation at a time where it's a little bit slow. Now, you're hosting your high school football show on Friday the 25th, right?
3 weeks from tonight, yes. We'll be back in the chair over on Eagle 107. After Seals football, we'll have our Friday night's game night show. Highlights of all the games that we have on all of our stations. Mm-hmm. Fifth year for me to do it.
Why didn't you take a vacation day? What compelled you to say, you know, I'm working no matter what?
It's week one. Locked in. Not an option.
Yeah, but how come the Shikellamy play-by-play guy put in for a vacation day?
Head scratcher.
Did Steve Williams put in for one?
No.
Ryan Brandt?
No. Act of God would keep Ryan Brandt, Zach Showers, and Pat O'Brien away from the games.
Pat O'Brien, unbelievable.
Come on. Yep. That power trio will be rip-roaring and ready to go 3 weeks from tonight.
Meanwhile, Cotrillo's just sitting in the bullpen just being asked to get up and throw a couple. Yeah.
Put me in, coach, ready to play.
Meanwhile, Captain Build Your Own Schedule's running around doing, you know, really whatever he wants. I mean, I never heard of the University of Myrtle Beach. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We did an informal poll on the show whether you could pick and choose your own hours at work. Surprisingly, we have 100% say no. Is that the results you got in your poll?
I thought, I had one vote go the other way.
I wonder where that vote was from.
Shutout averted. Ironically enough.
Yes. Wow. I'm glad he's so excited about the season. Okay. those kids are sitting back over there at that wonderful high school with that great coaching staff, wondering if right now if maybe they're to somebody an afterthought. It's not funny.
Actually, they're building a brand new. They're revamping the press box at Bucknell. So,
yeah,
spoke with Doug Birdsong not too long ago. Their broadcast location not going to change too far, but yeah, you can notice. Traveling on Route 15 as you drive past Christy Mathewson. Yep, fresh coat of paint on the press box.
Yeah. Is that a severe thunderstorm watch we have?
Yeah, we'll check that out.
Yeah. We got a bad line of thunderstorms rolling through here. They're not quite here to stay college yet. But obviously, we're in advance of the rest of you.
Columbia County, like Cumming County right now, severe thunderstorm warning for the next hour or so.
Right, okay.
Heading this way.
Yes. All right. Next half hour, Jim Delaney, the commissioner of the Big Ten, on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.